This was an orchard.
Oh, that lamb.
Yes.
That, oh, yeah. This was an orchard.
Yes.
You see.
Yes.
One across the road, opposite the bungalows. Would that belong to, or did belong to, the road farm down the road? Be the first Jeffreys, you see, and then Mr. Jeffrey passed away, and Richards took over 90 acres of the land.
I see.
So we had that orchard.
Well, is that the West Street farm down there?
The West Street farm.
Farm.
West Street. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then we had Long Orchard, one, two, about four. Four, one, two, three, about four or five orchards down by the farm, you see.
Were there? Yes. And they were cider apples, were they?
Oh, yes, to pick up the used to pick up the cider.
Made the cider, didn't we, Dad?
We had to pick up the orchard, pick up the apples, all of us.
Did you?
Mm. Yes.
All by hand? All of you?
Oh, yeah, well, yes, yes, yes. Yes. Mm. Richard's dad used to say, if you like a glass of cider, we must all pick up the apples. So that was a wet day job. Go down there with your black mack on and your black leggings and your sou'wester hat and go down there under the trees picking up the apples.
Did they make cider on the farm in those days?
Not on the farm down here. We used to take the apples out to Ashiel.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, they used to take them. We had a lorry down the farm, you see, and I used to take them out there sometimes in Sydney, around the corner, in Sydney Mail.
Yes.
You haven't been to Sydney?
No, we're going to see Sydney on Friday.
Yeah, you've been to Edgar, haven't you?
Yes, I've been to see Edgar.
Yes. Lovely man.
Yes, lovely.
So we used to take Sydney used to take the apples sometimes, and then Lauren sometimes I used to take them.
Really? Yeah.
I can remember the cider making.
Oh, yes, and the first thing in the morning, when you went on to work, first job you did was go in the cellar and fill up your bottle.
Take it on the work.
Take it on
the tractors.
Take it on the
work. So strong to take the colour out of that cloth for
them. I'm no,
you know, drive a tractor right.
I'm no drink and drive then, but you used to have to stop to lunch, you see, at 10 o'clock, and you had your bottle of cider.
And your cheese. I remember your bread and cheese. I remember cutting the bread and cheese. I used to love that, going with Dad on the farm, before I left school.
Oh yes, first job you did, if you liked a bottle of cider, was go in the cellar, right down the farm by where we used to keep the tractors, and go in there and fill up your pint and a half bottle.
And I'd go all the way off. After you finished, I remember that, you'd put the tractors away, and the tractors, all the implements used to be cleaned. The tractors were like spotless, like they were brand new, weren't they, at the end of the day, not like they are now.
Oh,
and then
no,
you come out through, and there was a cider shed before they all went home to go in there and have a glass of cider. Picture that tumbler now, on top of that cider barrel, and then coming in and all have a glass of cider. And used to give me a sip.
Used to make about five hogsheads, I suppose. You know what a hogshead is? It was a hogshead, about 40 something gallons.
40 gallons or so, yeah.
Yeah, and then rack it back, you see. You used to go out there and have it made with the lorry and come back and unload it and put it in the cellar down there. And then we used to rack it back, you know, take it from the barrel and put it in an empty one, which they call racking it back.
Yeah.
Good cider, mine, strong.
Oh, it's so the sort of cider skills have largely been lost now, haven't they? And all the, it's so sad that all the orchards have gone, I think.
That's right. Nothing with it, you see. Nothing added to it, you know.
No, just apples.
Not like tis today. It's all chemicals and that with the cider you get. Yeah. Berries.
Yeah.
But down there it was real cider. You see, bring it back from the bring it back from the mill and not only you had to put a drop of water with it. To keep it topped up and to keep it working, you know, working it over the top. Yeah.